Thank you, Ben, for reading our scripture from the Gospel of John. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. John is walking with God, baptizing in the wilderness, when he is confronted with questions. And Ben, I love the way you brought this up this morning. Who are you? Are you the Messiah? What are you then? Are you Elijah? Are you a prophet? John faced relentless questioning by messengers sent by religious authorities in Jerusalem to know. Their need to know was an obsession. Who are you then? Tell us. Why are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor a prophet? Give us an answer, any answer that we can take back. You can feel there's a little bit of tension to their interrogation. Their quest to know is urgent and impatient. Now, we don't know how they plan on using this information they are trying to extract. Are they using it to control maybe how God is moving? Are they using it for power? Knowledge is power. Or are they just seeking God with curiosity? But what we do know is the ambiguity, the uncertainty of what God is doing is driving them off the deep end. They are desperate for any information, any answer about what God is up to in the world. And John doesn't have it. Our society is obsessed with knowing everything. And it is easier than ever to find the answers. How many times have you watched a movie and thought to yourself, I know the voice of that character. Is that Will Ferrell? Hey Siri, is the villain in Despicable Me 4 Will Ferrell? And it is. We can ask or search for any answer on any topic, history, crafting, cooking, medical, anything, and there's information right there in an instant. And now we have AI searches, where AI can search unfathomable amount of databases to give you the exact answer you are looking for. This is very recent technological developments, and it is feeding our need, our lust, to know the answer to every question we have. However, there are some questions with no immediate answer, and that ambiguity can make us impatient. Each of us have them. Questions like, what should I do to help my parents as they begin to age? What kind of treatment would be best for my health condition? Do I change jobs, or do I stay where I am? Should I move closer to be near family or remain here in this community? How do I help my child navigate life right now? Please take a moment and think about what question is burning within you. You can try, but neither Siri nor AI is going to give you an answer that neatly fits your question. We may even take that question to God, or situation to God, in prayer. God, what is the answer? What do you need me to do? Where are you leading me? What can I expect? What is the right decision? And even then, those answers may not come quickly or in the manner which we would prefer. The answer we are searching perhaps needs more time. It needs time to marinate in the Spirit. And the reality is, which we're trying to avoid, it's out of our hands. We don't know. And we can't know. We can't know how God is going to show up. And that's not easy to make peace with. In fact, take a moment and just picture that person you think has it all together. You know, they got the car, they got the house, they got the family. You know, their Facebook pictures look like something out of the L.L. Bean catalog. You know, just perfect kids, perfect grandkids. But I'm here to say that even them, all of us, are struggling with something. Each and every one of us live with some uncertainty, looking for answers. It's a part of this life. We don't know. And that is the blessing of this passage. John the Baptist doesn't know. Three times he says it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm not sure. But here's the thing. He knows he doesn't know. And that's okay. He accepts a greater mystery, a God whose ways are not his ways. John trusts God is moving, even if he can't fully articulate how or where. He doesn't know, and that's okay. However, you may have caught it as Ben was reading. John knows a little bit. He knows he's been called, like Isaiah, to be a voice like the prophets. He knows he is called to do that play in the workplace of the wilderness. He knows he is making a way for God to be known in their time and place. I'm here to say that you may not have it all figured out, but give yourself some credit. You know a little. You wouldn't be here on a Sunday morning with the snow coming down if you didn't. You are here because you have experienced God's presence moving in your life. And so give yourself some credit. You know something about how God shows up, and you know the places and the people to go to. In her book, Wise Choices, A Spiritual Guide to Making Decisions, Margaret Silf says, "There are two deep wells of wisdom available to all of us. We can draw from them deeply and often." She says, let's call them tuition and intuition. Tuition, she says, comes from outside of ourselves. It comes from family members, from siblings, friends, colleagues, maybe even critics. Intuition is something that dwells within us. It is an inner wisdom that prompts us gently about the right course to pursue. And Silf writes that tuition and intuition, they can work together to draw us toward a wiser choice. Perhaps you can think of a time when you didn't know what to do, and you turned to someone close to you, and as they gave you advice, that was exactly what you needed to hear in that moment. Deep down, you had this feeling and intuition that you were on to something here. And looking back, you can see the trail you kept walking, even though you may not have known where you were going. Something mysterious, hidden, unknowable, was guiding you. And that is why I love this passage so much. John didn't know either, but he had a mother, Elizabeth, and a father, Zechariah, who knew how to seek and follow God. And so using my sanctified imagination, when John felt lost, he had a mom and dad, just like we might have parents or friends or church family to reach out to. And they shared stories and wisdom with him. John's parents gave him tuition. What we know from Scripture is that his mother had something else. And I believe she told John about the time an angel came to her. I imagine she would put it in there, "Your father saw the angel, but he wouldn't listen to the angel." And then she would say that when she became pregnant, she felt something within her, that God was moving in her life, an intuition. Elizabeth encouraged John to trust the Spirit within, to prepare the way. And so when John didn't know what to do, he consulted his parents and those close to him, and in his heart decided to go out into the wilderness to baptize. When the Pharisees ask him why he is baptizing, he doesn't have all the answers, if you notice, just like we don't have all the answers. And John is okay with that, but he knows a little that he is where he needs to be in that moment. Others have guided him, and on a deeper spiritual level, he has been led there. This is how God needs him to show up in that moment. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. You can't know everything, and the outcome isn't certain. But we can know this. We have help. God has blessed us with others to guide us and an inner wisdom to direct us. We can let go of not having to know because we are held by something unknowable, but ever so loving and compassionate. So keep seeking, keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, and letting go into this mystery we call God, that we call love. And I guarantee you this, like John, God's going to show up. And when God does, you will recognize God moving. And you may even be able to share that with others around you and introduce them to a deeper love moving in their lives. Keep walking, keep singing, keep praying, keep trusting, keep on letting go into love. Keep